National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, the excitement just doesn't go away, or is it the frustration just doesn't go away? Just talking with Tim here, my producer this morning, and talking about the ultimate frustration I work through every single day here, and my spirits get buoyed when I interview someone like Eric Bowling and Fox, the Five, to know that there's hope out there. People I speak with know that there's hope out there. I happen to see another statement on television yesterday by the much-respected Rudy Giuliani, once again, just a candidate who couldn't figure out how to be a politician, although he figured it out for so many years. He's saying all the right things. You know, I really like Rudy Giuliani, and I wish he were the nominee for the Republican Party, but not going to happen. I mean, we're all set. You know, and I said a million times here, I'll take Trump. Speaking of Trump, as I digress, reportedly, he's down to four candidates for vice president. Three-star General Mike Flynn, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, Mike Pence of Indiana. Bottom line assessment is I find all four of them acceptable. Each one brings something different. I really don't know a lot. I've seen Mike Flynn on television. You know, he's an impressive kind of dry, non-excitable guy who is touting our economic situation as the most dangerous problem facing us. I don't know enough about him to comment except to say that what I've heard is positive enough so that I wouldn't find that a bad show, a bad representation, rather. Newt Gingrich is, you know, I can't help it. It's just inside of me. He would, to me, be the consummate solution. It should be reversed. Well, I can't see Trump as a vice president. Come to think of it, I can't see him as a president. But Newt Gingrich is a terrific choice. And when they say that, when you vote for a vice president, when your candidate accepts a vice president, make sure that the vice president is qualified to be president of the United States. Is there any doubt from anyone that Newt Gingrich is qualified? There's no doubt whatsoever. He's been a guest on this show many times through the years. He's learned to shed the abrasiveness. He's learned to shed the bad publicity that he had for years, making money off his books, creating problems in Congress for what he believed was right. It certainly is marital problems, and I guess I'm past the point of casting judgment on every single thing someone else does. But Gingrich is my number one choice. That leaves Chris Christie and Mike Pence. Chris Christie, whether he's an attorney general or whether he's a VP candidate, I think would be competent. He's got a little bit of baggage with Bridgegate, not much, less baggage than anybody. In fact, Hillary has 1,000 times more baggage, and it doesn't matter, does it? But just find your... I mean, there's a joke on here. I can't tell on radio. I'll just give you the first sentence of it, and I'm not going there. You build 1,000 bridges, and nobody says anything. I'm not going to the punchline of the joke. It'll be my last radio show. The point is that Chris Christie is a competent spokesperson. He's a bulldog. He's a fighter. He's got knowledge of how the political system works. And I don't have any real objection to Chris Christie. Mike Pence, again, sort of laid back like Mike Flynn, very dignified, very professional. Maybe a hair too moderate, but so is Trump, which leads me to the basis for the votes in this presidential campaign. And it isn't a matter of ideology, apparently. I guess you can make the case it's ideology, Saul Alinsky ideology with Hillary. It's not a matter of ideology. It's a matter of nationalism. It's a matter of populism and bringing back sovereignty and respect to this country. So all four of those potential candidates are fine. Could I come up with better ones? You've got to also know who's willing to accept the position. And I don't think any of these four gentlemen, and certainly I know Christie would grab it. Mike Pence has indicated he would. Gingrich would definitely take it. And Mike Flynn, I'm sure, would. So when the vetting process occurred, Donald Trump was aware of this. So we'll see what happens before the end of the week. And if any of these four is selected, it won't be a disappointment. I'm just kind of a Gingrich guy from way back. I mean, who knows the ropes like Gingrich? Who's smarter than Newt Gingrich? Nobody. And I think Trump is smart enough to know that he'd listen to what Gingrich would say, so although it wouldn't be apparent because of the egos of both of these people, that Gingrich would be running the country and Trump wouldn't. I can guarantee you behind closed doors, Trump would be pumping Gingrich for information on how to act and what to do daily. So Newt's my man, and I will accept any of, well, it doesn't matter whether I accept them or it really doesn't matter, does it? But, I mean, they're four decent choices. I wish Rudy Giuliani were in the mix. Rudy Giuliani did more to stamp out racial prejudice and murder and crime against blacks in New York City than anybody else I believe has ever done. Like most conservatives, he's still maligned by the left, but boy, he gets his shot and he talks and he tells it like it is. And he's come on and he's blasted this guy in office and he's blasted Hillary Clinton. He's talked about the fallacious statistical presence of facts supporting Obama's position, which is just a flat out stage 10 Pinocchio lie about how crime is down and this country is better than it's ever been. Yeah, crime may be down in New York City. Crime is not down. And I'm not going to sit here, I'm going to give you some statistics. I'm not going to parrot out all of them. This is the worst we've seen in racial tensions since the 60s. It is getting worse and worse. And I will tell you that I wouldn't be surprised to see armed white militias into the fray. When you've got Obama talking about Black Lives Matter being an organization that is similar, you know, he looked at Jim Crow, he looked at the civil rights movements, Martin Luther King. Barack Obama is no Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King engaged in peaceful protests. I forget his personal life. I mean, most of these guys have run around. He was a dignified gentleman who had a nonviolent position, looking to justifiably have blacks have equated justice and treatment with whites. I never had a quarrel with that. I still support that. I don't support the thugs, the gangsters, the killers, the generation led by hip hop, which is often pro-violent. I mean, I hate that stuff anyway, but we're looking at, you know, we're not painting blacks with a broad brush. But I do want to get into some of the statistics which really totally defy what race baiters like the governor of Minnesota, Al Sharpton, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, what they're all saying. And Hillary has just pointedly put her finger, pointed her finger at whites. And you can say, well, this is a good move. She'll get the black population, which is, I don't know, what is it, 3 or 4%? And she's going to lose a lot of whites, I hope, a lot of the white votes, by having an indicting figure against whites. I think it's a bad strategy. I'm one of those who does not think Hillary Clinton is all that bright. Sorry, folks. I mean, I just don't. You know, the most brilliant woman in the world, like some famous historian here, his name escapes me for the moment, said that Barack Obama was the most brilliant person ever to be in politics. I mean, what the hell are these people drinking? Or smoking or sniffing? All right. Straight ahead. More talk.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
Listening to that song, that's an older song back several decades. It's sung by Carla Thomas. And I love this song so much that I'm getting at the personal stuff here. Even though my wife named Carla after her grandfather, Swedish background, I named, in a sense, I felt I was naming it after Carla Thomas. The song was so stimulating. And, you know, she wrote this and sang it at Tim when she was 15 years old.
Wow.
15 years old. It's a brilliant song. So I get stopped in my tracks every time I hear it. So if you want to, just go to YouTube, type in Carla Thomas. And gee whiz, look at his eyes. I'd rather have it be gee whiz, look at her eyes, but I can understand that. I want to give away, we've gotten a nice response on Canopy Lake Park tickets. So caller number two, we're going to give away right now, and Tim will let me know who the winner is. We're going to give away two tickets to Canopy Lake Park. All I need you to do is to call in here at 888-205-2262. 63. That's 888-205-2263. And it's caller number two. Caller number two is the winner for the two tickets. Okay. Canopy Lake Park. I mean, it's a great deal. There were no, by the way, there were no restrictions on the tickets, and they're valid through September 18th. I don't know what is Canopy Lake charge? It's about $36 a ticket or something like this. It's a good deal for you. All right. You can make money listening to my show. So I want to get back to crime and all the lies. The lies about black on white crime. Now, please do not misinterpret the intent of my comments. I'm citing this from a factual basis. And I even hate even showing this. I have to be defensive about the fact that I harbor no prejudice against blacks. I can tell you stories about my personal life that will tell you that I'm in support of decent people. I don't care anything about their race, their background, their religion, their ethnic makeup. None of that, it doesn't matter to me. I'm looking at this from a statistical point of view. And these aren't my figures, by the way. So are you ready? Last year, how many black-on-black crimes? 6,000. 6,000. How many police black altercations? How many police, quote, trying to stop blacks. 42. 42. 6,000 black on black, 42,000 police altercations with blacks. 42, rather. Half of those 42 were from blacks who were putting up resistance. There's, what, 14 a week killed in Chicago? Where's Barry Hussein Obama? Where is he? He's turning around and blaming whites. It's so unbelievable what he is doing in stirring the racial waters in this country, supporting the Black Panther Party, had great support of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. Two racists themselves. You know, is it acceptable to say if you're black, you can be a racist? Oh, you can't say that. And yet, take a look at all the wonderful blacks in police departments around the country. Certainly Minnesota. I'm trying to think of a gentleman's name who's always on. He's got the beard. He's bald. The guy's phenomenal. The guy in Dallas, Texas. He's a black chief of police. Nobody will tell you how many of the cops who were killed are black. It's automatically, you get one black person killed by a white cop or a white person, and it's an uprising. And Obama fuels it, as does Hillary. And Hillary's pointing the finger at whites and telling him, we have got to stop and make adjustments. Maybe she'll get the, but I'm not sure. You know, she's underestimating the intelligence of the black population. I don't know how many of them are going to vote for Trump, but if you're black and you're listening, you've been suppressed and deprived of your rights. Guess who put you into slavery? The Democrats, not the Republicans. Guess who got you out of slavery? The history of this country is grossly misinterpreted by the majority of people. Barack Obama, and this has been from the very beginning, on the national political scene, I go back to 2008, he's taken on this rhetoric and an agenda that is really based upon dividing up the country. And it's based on segregating different groups. So what he's looking to do is to kind of recalibrate all these factions into a majority grievance culture. And he succeeded very well politically. He's achieving his objectives. Because if you follow the guide and rules and religion of Saul Alinsky, and I got news for you. I mean, you think it's been bad with Obama? I'm hearing, and I don't know, that Hillary is a bigger worshiper of Saul Alinsky, who used Lucifer as his hero, a bigger supporter than Barack Obama, and wants to take this country to the left of Barack Obama. Socialism has never, ever, ever succeeded in any society, and socialism, Marxism, communism, fascism. Yeah, fascism is in there, too. Forget about it. Trump is no fascist. I mean, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you to open your eyes and see what's going on. Yeah, I do this show, and I'm able to speak from a calm point of view, but I am telling you, when I engage in relationships off air, don't talk to me about politics. Do not. And I won't get baited into it either. You want us to come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'm voting for Trump. Who are you voting for? And I'm going to say Trump. And we're pretty much going to leave it at that. You don't have a choice. This criminal, Hillary Rotten Clinton, should be in prison. And I don't know whether Comey is so clever that he didn't follow through on recommending the indictment. I'm kind of rethinking this because he knew Loretta Lynch wouldn't indict. And all of a sudden, it's opening doors to go into the Clinton initiative. Clinton Foundation Initiative. I've been to two of those. Clinton Global Initiative. Sorry. Maybe he's smarter than we all think. Right now, you got to label him as gutless, protecting his own job.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com. So it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand.
All right, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and let me just, before I announce our first guest this morning, winner for the two tickets to Canopy Lake Park, Joe Didonato, D-I-D-O-N-A-T-O from Shrewsbury. Joe, thank you, and thank you for the kind words you said about me to my producer, Tim. I probably didn't give you a check to say that, did he? But it's very kind of you to say the nice things about the show. It's always gratifying to hear that. And you'll get those two tickets. They'll be in the mail to you right now for Canopy Lake Park. And with the tremendous response we've gotten on this this giveaway, we will be continuing it throughout the summer. Joining us right now, a lady with an outstanding background who's got a book that's getting some great reviews. Her name is Jennifer Dent, and the book title is The Monitor. It's a novel by Jennifer, and it is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Jennifer is a registered nurse, nationally credentialed advocate, and volunteer for the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. She's also a staff writer for ProjectConsent.com, and I am delighted to have her here with us. Welcome and congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about the book, and is the book a result of your background, you being an activist and a volunteer? Was it derived from that at all?
It does certainly have pieces of that in the book. I found myself having a lot of dreams at night and I think that just comes from a very active mind. And this book is about a woman who suffers from sleep deprivation because she's having intense, vivid dreams every night. And it's not the fact that she's not sleeping at night, but she's basically dreaming so vividly she feels that she's awake at night, and so she spends her days really exhausted. And a lot of that does come from all of the things that I do. I think that's why my brain just doesn't shut off at night. but, you know, it's so bad for her that she tries everything she can think of, doctors, therapists. And she ends up meeting someone that tells her he can help, but he does not help her. And I can see now, it's funny that you asked me that question, because I think I almost did that subliminally. You know what I mean? I can see how parts of that would play into it. The underlying theme of the book is just, you know, we all have active minds. We all have subliminal messages in our mind. But what if those things become so bothersome, you know, that we can't ignore them? And what if you tried everything? What would you do then? If you become so desperate for a sense of peace, what end will you go to achieve it? That's basically what this book is about.
All right. Another Fulton Books author, Jennifer Dent. Is there kind of a moral to this? Is there a solution to the problem? In addition to it being a novel, is there a message?
I think the message is to know who you are, and to, even though it sounds so cliche, it's really to try to come to peace with who you are and stop trying to live the way that other people want you to live.
Again, the book is The Monitor, a novel by Jennifer Dent. Jennifer, how much thought went into this process? How long did it take you to write the book? And are you satisfied with the reaction you're getting after its completion and publication?
It took about, I'd say, 2 years to complete the book. It took a while to prepare before I started because I really wanted to have the characters fleshed out in my mind before I wrote them into a story. I wanted to know who they were, every little detail about them, so that when I started writing the story, those things would just come naturally. And I, you know, of course, you always want to get more people to read your book, but I mean, I cannot complain about the amount of people that already know about it and people that have read it and said that they like it a lot. I couldn't complain about that one bit.
No, and you, as I say, you're getting some excellent, excellent reviews on the book. You may check
it
out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised if you already haven't. The book
is... Yeah, I have to go read them.
No, go ahead.
You know, I've always heard don't read anything that people review about you, but if you say they're good, I'll go check them out.
Yeah, but there's another side to it. You can say something good about me, you can say something bad about me, but don't ignore me, and you're not getting ignored, and I congratulate you. I hope there'll be more books coming. The book is The Monitor, a novel by Jennifer Dent, and you can get it through Fulton Books. And thank you. Thank you very much. It's been great having
you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. You have a great day.
All right, you too, as we... As we continue here, it's Stu Taylor on Business and checking on the screen here, getting a couple of nice emails. Boy, what did I do to make people like me? Is it because of my birthday? It seems that I'm getting all these an unusual abundance of compliments here this morning. I accept them all very gracefully and with a lot of humility. And, you know, people say, oh, wow, you know, you do this. We all do something important. And I don't think one thing is better than another. And I'm not talking about possessing great athletic skills to become a hero to everyone. You know, it's grossly overplayed, as I think it was with Muhammad Ali, a great entertainer, a great fighter, but in at least through many of his years, not really a nice person. And I'm saying that having done some professional boxing in my lifetime, about 35 fights. I just think everybody has value. And stop... This administration should stop taking that the value and contributions away from people who deserve it, who have worked hard, who are honest, who aren't racist. You remember Obama said, I don't know, about a year ago, that we're all whites are racist, or I think he said, I want to be careful on this one. I don't know whether he said, I think he said all white people are racist. That's what I think. I really resent that. I resent his comment about religion and guns. I resent his compliment that you didn't build it, we did. How can any person who has pride in himself or herself and who loves the United States of America, how can anybody support these horrific comments? And when we talk about race baiting, and we talk about what's going on in the United States, we're on the brink of a race war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the brink of a race war. I'm not wishing it. I'm not dictating it. In fact, I hope it doesn't happen. I would not be surprised to see an abundance of white military groups, you know, like they've been training for years. I don't know, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, some parts of the north central United States, Idaho. I wouldn't be surprised to see the emergence of that. Then cries of the KKK and the comparisons of Donald Trump to the KKK. How can you buy into that? Blah, 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 blah. How can you buy into it? You can say a lot of things about Donald Trump, and I've said them on this show. He loves this country. He loves our military. He loves our veterans. I happen to know, and I haven't met Donald Trump personally, so I'm not coming on here and saying, hey, Donald Trump is a friend of mine. Not what I'm saying. I do happen to know he's a compassionate, kind, giving person. And what you see, although, hey, the past three or four times out, stick to it, Donald. Be professional. Be diplomatic. Go by a certain script. Stop speaking off the cuff. Start jumping down everyone's throat. What I've seen the past three or four times indicates that from what I've heard from, and I know people who know Trump, some of them pretty well, say that he's a very kind, considerate person. He's a tough businessman. I've been in business, and if you're not tough, you're not going to survive. That's the nature of business. Brings out the competitive spirit in someone, and there's a big differentiation between being competitive and being flat-out evil. I'm not making judgments on things. You know, bankruptcies are an important part. Fortunately, I've never filed for bankruptcy, and I've never been in a position where I've had to weigh it. But I've seen many people, and I know the pain they go through, and I know it's also a part of business. And if I were running a multi-billion dollar empire, I bet there'd be some fallout from that, and there'd be people who you just have to let go in order to save them. But when you compare Barack Obama to Donald Trump, I mean, it's like night and day. Barack Obama speaks before he's got the facts. He doesn't even realize his talking points. He often gets it from television. He never goes back and makes corrections. He doesn't address the facts. You can go all the way from Ferguson to Dallas. He just jumps out. Remember it started with Gates at Harvard when he called the Cambridge police stupid? There's one stupid person, it's Barack Obama, and I don't mean intellectually. But socially, he is, always catch myself. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
For life's sake, and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Heading into our final segment of the morning. I think I'll have to double up on time. This hour goes much too fast. And joining us right now, a lovely lady. Her name is Georgia Van Sant. She is the author of the book Pray Big, the first Gather In novel. And it is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Get yourself a copy of the book. Get yourself a coffee, too, while you're reading the book. Georgia, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
All right. I want to jump right to the cover here. Pray Big. Okay. That's pretty clear. The first Gather In novel. And can you elaborate a little bit, especially on the subtitle in terms of what the book is about?
Absolutely. Gather In Ministries is a Bible study group of ladies and now includes gentlemen that started with five people in my home, and it has grown to a fairly good-sized ministry. And through this process, it started with five people just like me, and I was very comfortable with those people coming and enjoying this Bible study. But God sent a lot of different people, and I had to address my prejudices and my attitudes towards people who were different than I am. And since then, we have grown to a huge group of ladies that are from different backgrounds, different races, and we have all blended to become a very, very close-knit group of ladies. And this book is a fun, fun read that also challenges you and how you approach people who are different than you might be.
Do you? I like that, and I like that theme, and it's nice to hear that this kind of mindset still exists. What is the substance of the get-togethers regarding the book? Is it purely religious-based? Is it spiritual?
No.
Is it pragmatic?
No.
Does it get into the common, everyday psychological problems that people face, or is it a combination of all of the aforementioned?
It's mostly pragmatic. It's based on one person, basically, named Claire, who is trying to maintain her dignity while she is dealing with people who at first she sees as being less than she is, but over time recognizes that we are all equal, and over time we find that we have more in common than we have that is different. But but there's a lot of humor with it and a lot of different personalities. And many, many women that have read the book said, I could identify with this person or that person.
Could you talk maybe about one or two of them, obviously, with anonymity here and how their perspective maybe stands out in your mind?
Yes. Yes. The main character, again, is a dignified woman who is very comfortable and very secure in her own little world, but finds that she has a lot of issues when it comes to people that are different than she is. She is sent a young girl who is the complete opposite of her, who has what a lot of people would say many, many problems. But the truth is, she is more loving and more kind than the main character is when you get rid of all of the pretenses. And another couple of people that are brought in help the main character, Claire, deal with the differences that she sees with this particular person. The second book, God's Big, due out this fall, is a continuation of this. And at the end of that book, they find that they have a whole lot more in common than they either one of them even realized. And it's a very fun twist to a easy read, but a challenging read.
Well, what has surprised you most about the response you've gotten to the book?
The biggest surprise for me is I've had different ministries actually call me, and they are using this book in training leaders in their ministries and letting them understand that what they are feeling toward people who are different is natural, but you can work through it to find common ground. And I've had many women call me and tell me that pastors' wives, leaders of different ministries, tell me that this book is challenging them to accept people who are different.
What's next for you? Other than your new book, it sounds like you have some grand plans to expand what you're doing based upon its success.
I'm so happy you asked that. We are looking to establish our own facility that will reach women all across the city of Dover, Delaware, and we would like to open a bookstore and a cafe and teach women how to run their own businesses by working through these facilities. Then they can gain the skills that they need to move on and become productive people in society. So, yes, we do have huge plans and huge vision in place.
All right, we have less than a minute. What would you like to discuss that we haven't covered in this interview in just less than a minute?
I would like to challenge people to read the book and just examine where they stand with people they work with or people they come into contact with or even people that may marry into their families that are different than what they are used to, and to take on the attitude that you are going to work to maintain a peaceful society rather than to fight over differences.
All right. Very well articulated. Thank you very much for telling your story. The book, Big, it is written by Georgia Van Sant, V-A-N-S-A-N-T. Pray Big, the first gather in the novel, and it's published by Tate. Appreciate having you on. Appreciate
Thank
everyone
you, sir.
Listening. This is Stu Taylor. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.